Resort. That's right. If you got plans to come down here and stay on the river for a few weeks or a few months, whatever, come join us. Get by here and let us know you weren't interested, and we'll get you on a list and get you an update about what's going on. Now let's talk about good times on Sunday afternoon, because one of our Oyster Bar favorites for a long time, John Nemeth, is back in town. That's right, the man with that golden voice that can sing all them beautiful high notes, the beautiful harmony with the band behind him. So, man, y'all check it out. If you had never seen John, you're in for a real treat with a killer band. Get down here soon, come hungry. We're having a good time, and we're looking for you.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
And now a star is born. On July 11th, 1934, the world welcomed little baby Giorgio Armani.
Crawling down the runway, it's the latest in Armani Baby Couture. Adorable and absorbent, this diaper will be all the rage this summer season. Fantastique! Armani has done it again!
Giorgio Armani, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7 already.
Stand by.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. A major storm is bearing down on the Gulf Coast, where Louisiana is already under a state of emergency.
Currently, this is forecast to run up to a Category 1 hurricane very late Friday or very early Saturday morning before eventually making landfall.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz, a person of interest arrested in the case of the Kentucky mother of four missing since January.
Police got a crucial tip around 5 o'clock yesterday, and then just before midnight, they found human remains. And now they're questioning one person. Now, this is happening at a home in Garrett County. It's believed to be the last known location of Savannah Spurlock.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. And President Trump planning to hold a news conference today to talk about his push for a citizenship question on the 2020 census. He has said he may issue an executive order to try and force the issue. This is Fox News.
Welcome to the morning show, whose hosts surely take their jobs serious. Greg Budell.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Jay Scott.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit smoking.
Emily Hayes.
Just hang loose, blood. You're going to catch up on the rebound out of med side.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog.
Cuddy say can't hang.
And Rich Thomas.
And Leon's getting larger.
Here they come, crashing through your radio speakers. It's three men and a lady.
Jive ass dude don't got no brains anyhow.
You gotta admit that Emily Hayes comes up with some good stuff.
What it is, big mama, mama raised no dummies. I duck a rap.
And so did I.
How do you say can't?
Is Barbara Billingsley still alive?
I can't remember.
Wow.
I don't think she is.
I messaged y'all yesterday. The Alabama Theater is showing Airplane this summer.
Yeah.
I think she is.
Do you think she's still alive? What do we have for Rich?
DeadorAlive.com. I think she is alive.
I think she's dead.
Emily wins.
She died?
Oh, my God.
When was this?
2010.
Oh, my God. Barbara Billingsley.
Well,
9 years ago.
Does Timmy know?
She died October 16th.
But she lives on in their hearts.
That's right.
That was June Lockhart.
June Lockhart. I get those two mixed up.
Yeah. Dead or Alive, June Lockhart.
I could never. That was a good game to play. We should try that on the show once in a while. Yeah, maybe we'll throw out something different.
Oh, wow. June Lockhart's still alive.
But I thought you guys might.
She's got to be 90-something.
94.
I thought you guys might want to take one of your man excursions to go see Airplane at historic Alabama.
We can always see it on the big screen.
Which theater is it going to be in?
The Alabama Theater in Birmingham.
Google Jay North.
Why are you making that face?
I love the movie, but I'm not going to Birmingham.
How old is Jay North?
I don't even know if I'd go to Birmingham if I was sick and there was the only place I could go for medical treatment.
It's probably is.
Dang, I'm looking it up here.
Dennis.
67.
Okay.
He was born in 1951.
Huh. Jay North?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I never really bought into the transition of June Lockhart with Timmy and Lassie to Lost in Space.
Be in space, yeah.
She right. just didn't remind me. She just did not seem space comfortable mom. As a exactly. As yeah. the first mother in orbit.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Barry isn't Barry yet. However, Air Force Reconnaissance is checking out the system right now, and later today will either have a depression or it may skip depression, and they may just name it Tropical Storm Barry. But it is way out there in the Gulf, and it is going to be getting better organized and gaining strength and eventually become a hurricane tomorrow before it reaches the Louisiana coast as a Category 1 hurricane. And I think the main thing that we're going to remember about Barry is prolific rainfall. Let's face it, New Orleans already had prolific rainfall yesterday. For us today, our rain chances will be going up, but otherwise, high temperature in the low to mid-90s with triple-digit heat indices, scattered to numerous showers and storms by later on this afternoon into this evening and tonight, low temperature 75. Then we'll lump Friday, Saturday, and Sunday all together with scattered to numerous storms, most prominent, of course, during the heat of the day, the afternoon and evening hours, local tropical downpours, high temperatures in the low 90s, and not as many storms Monday. Right now this morning, we have northeast winds at 3 miles per hour, very humid with a dew point of 75. Our temperature is 79 now at 7:08.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Emily, have you ever had to deal with a real drip in your life?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. They can be annoying.
Oh, they can really...
Yeah.
Drain your patience.
Yes, they can. Well, Plumbing by Lucar is ready to take care of your drip 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they never charge overtime regardless of when you call, and that's why people always rely on their expertise. As a matter of fact, if you've been a customer, you'll continue to be a customer of Plumbing by Lucar. Take it from me, because I wish I would have known 20 years ago that they were in the plumbing business, but now they're my go-to plumber. And I got the whole house plumbing inspection because I wanted to know, is there a major problem lurking that could be something that's, you know, going to cause a mess in my house when I'm gone away, and I got a good report in my house, so maybe it's something you can consider, a whole house plumbing inspection. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, but if it is, call them at Plumbing by Lukewire 264-9666 or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
Today's good news story with good news news anchor Emily Hayes coming up after we check with Mr. Balaki.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Balaki. Where is Balaki at?
We are rolling into the 7 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and traffic is starting to build up pretty quickly out on the roadways. If you're on the boulevard, look out around the intersections. The interstates are still up at a speed limit ride. We don't see any problems on the 31s. We do see a lot of traffic headed into the downtown area and around the Yates to Maxwell Air Force Base, both on Bell Street and on Air Base Boulevard. Let's be careful as we get our workday started. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is...
I'm gonna start reading the good news. And the good news is, an autistic student who's really sensitive to sound graduated from high school in New York last month, and the video of him receiving his diploma is going viral. His name is Jack Higgins, and he lives about 50 miles north of New York City. He has a severe form of autism that makes him really sensitive to noise. He wanted to walk across the stage at his graduation like his peers, but he was worried about the crowd and the sound. So he did a bunch of practice runs with his teacher where he'd plug his ears with his fingers, but then his principal ran an idea by his parents. Before Jack walked in the gym, the principal asked other students to be totally silent for him and only do a soft golf clap when he walked on the stage. An entire gym full of teenagers stayed quiet for 4 whole minutes while Jack received his diploma. In the video, you can see Jack walk with his three brothers. He goes on stage, gets his diploma, and fist bumps the principal. And then on their own, the classmates gave him a standing ovation without making a sound. And that's the good news, my friends.
That is great news.
That is good news.
I just came across this interesting story, and we've seen this from time to time. Remember a few years ago, somebody was tearing down a wall in a house, and for some reason, somebody
found
had left.
David Hasselhoff?
No.
Not that story.
No, they found an original action comic, the first.
Oh, yeah, how it got into a wall.
Yeah, behind a wall, who knows?
Yeah.
But it was still worth several hundred thousand dollars. Stuff like that happens. Here's a lady, 89-year-old Illinois woman.
Illinois.
They were doing some construction at the former Centralia High School building in Centralia. I have a story connected to that town, but we've already heard enough about my Chicago and Miami stories. So let that go.
No more.
Anyway, as they were deconstructing the bathroom in this former high school, they found 15 wallets that had been stashed behind the wall. All of them had been stripped of cash. Obviously, the thief had taken the money and dumped the wallets in what was a hiding place until the other day. And they went checking because they all still contained identification. And the one student of that school who was still living, Betty Sissom, age 85, now living in the St. Louis area, which really is not that far from Centralia, said it was shocking to be reunited with her tattered leather wallet because it's been missing since the mid-40s.
Oh my gosh. Whoa.
Think about that. Getting something back that's been missing that long. A photo of her brother, who has since died while he was serving in World War II, was in the wallet. And she said, I was so glad to get that because I don't have a picture of him.
The only thing I can think of that only you can relate to because of we've been around a little bit longer than these two, are you remember in the bathroom, what would you call that? The thing that opens up
the stall?
No. The thing on the wall with the anyway, you would put in the razors, razors.
Yeah, a vending machine.
No,
it wasn't a vending.
No, you disposed of the used razors.
You would dispose of the razors. So, Mad Magazine did a thing about one. The guy, the day sense. One guy puts in one too many, and the whole wall comes out. But you remember that though, razors.
Yeah,
you would get rid of razors that way.
Well, and then you think back to just how barbaric razors were in those days, because they were the kind you put on the top of the razor, then you'd have to turn a knob so the razor would close on top of the blade.
Yeah.
And they didn't really last too long. They seemed to corrode, so you're shaving with a rusty razor before you know it.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
It's 7:15. That is all your good news.
Hey, my news. Hey, my good news.
That's what I got for y'all today.
We're just a few minutes away from Random Facts, and, we are going to have a convoluted intro that I just came up with moments ago.
Oh, gosh. Good.
Mr. Sandman. Bring me
thanks, I think. Here is Mr. Sandman this Thursday morning. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Was that my convoluted in?
Oh, no. It's a long story.
Well, we don't have time for that. Well, speaking of story, you know, you talked about that comic book the lady found.
Yes.
I was a comic book junkie as a kid.
Me too.
And we had boxes of them, but my father was military, and every time we moved, I had to get rid of them.
Aww.
Yeah, and I had so many early editions and probably some first editions of a lot of comic books from the 60s.
Me too.
That I'd be a millionaire now if I still had those things.
You know, but a lot of us, Rich, too, I think, our moms see the box of baseball cards sitting there. It has been around long enough.
Yeah.
Toss them.
I threw them away. You didn't want those, did you?
Not if they'd been my bicycle spokes, no. But comic books, too. I had a lot of first editions that came out in the 60s, and I used to get a bunch. I would get them in the mail. You could get a year's worth of Superman for $1 in the mail. It was really cool.
Well, we rode our bicycles up to the store and picked up Coke bottles and cashed them in.
Yeah.
And bought comic books with them. We did it almost every day during the summer.
Had to be resourceful in them days, didn't we?
And we sure do. And if you're resourceful now and need... Now, I've just got in 10 queen-size adjustable bases that work on platform beds. If you've got a platform bed and you haven't been able to put an adjustable base on it because they're too big, they're, you know, you just won't, they just don't work. I've got some bases now that they've only got 10 of them. And they're only, but the head up and foot up, both, you know, they're nice bases. And I'm selling them at $4.99 each, which is less than most of them cost wholesale. So come see us on that. But we've got a lot of mattresses that go on adjustable bases also. If you have an old adjustable base and you need a new mattress for it, we've got tons of mattresses that will work on those. But we also have great deals on some nice, inexpensive twin and full size. And if your kids are going off to college and need queen size sets, we've got some really nice ones you can get for well under $500. So come see us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. In Millbrook, we're on Highway 14, 3 miles from the interstate. On the right-hand side, we're open 10 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. We have mattresses in stock, headboards and beds in stock. And if you need one today, you can have it today. And I appreciate it.
And we appreciate you, Mr. Sandman. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I heard because of what goes on in Millbrook, he's going to extend the hours on his sort of 24, 7 days a week.
Make it more convenient for
the rate they go through them.
The Brookians.
Drive up service and all that kind of stuff.
The Brookians.
Drive up mattresses.
No, Brookites.
I hope you're proud of yourself when I get kicked out of Millbrook.
You're not getting kicked out of
Millbrook. We've done
stuff you've on the driven Millbrook. Traffic to Millbrook.
We've done more for Millbrook's reputation than. Than they've, you know, done in decades.
I mean, decades. Who's, you want to live in Millbrook?
Yeah!
Of course you do. It's 7:19. We've got your local news, and then we come back with today's issue, comic book. A yeah. Random fact.
Okay.
Followed by our $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Southern Poverty Law Center is threatening to sue over a panhandling ordinance passed last week by the Montgomery City Council. Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange says he will delay implementation for at least 60 days to address concerns about the legality of this ordinance. Police are investigating a shooting near a Montgomery Taco Bell. This happened in the 900 block of West South Boulevard yesterday afternoon. Officers say they found a man shot with non-life-threatening injuries. Right now, no arrests have been made. And an Alabama corrections officer has been arrested on charges of accepting money to help smuggle items into a state prison. Corrections officials say that Willie Jean McLemore Jr. is charged with using his official position for financial gain. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Today's show is sponsored by Throwback Thursday. Remember when you could go out drinking on a Thursday and still make it to work on Friday? Oh, yeah. Those were the days. Oh, hand me the Tylenol.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaCroix,
they have presents for you.
Choose between a free Yeti cooler,
a free Wi-Fi thermostat,
or a free air cleaner.
Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick.
Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaCroix.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaCroix.
Crank up your engine. Alabama is known for having some of the world's best heavy equipment operators. Thompson Tractor is providing an opportunity to prove it. Enter the Thompson Caterpillar Operator Challenge on July 25th and 26th in Montgomery, Alabama. For your chance to win and advance to regional, national, and even international Cat competitions, the best Cat tractor operators in the region will be going steel toe to steel toe in a fun-filled, pressure-packed, open competition where the best operators will compete on the best equipment.
Scores will be based on speed, accuracy, and best practices. All participants will get a shirt, hat, belt buckle. But only the top five will get a chance to compete in the finals later this summer and advance to the CAT Regional Operator Challenge Competition. But you got to register in advance to enter, and you got to enter to win. So visit ThompsonOperatorChallenge.com for details. Call your sales rep or visit a Thompson tractor location near you. Be sure to bring out your best, because that's what it takes.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Than hell inside right now. There's people who need to get punched in the mouth. They might think it's a harmless prank. Well, I say screw that. Don't lick my ice cream. They post it on Twitter and Instagram. Put their tongue in the cart and put it back again. I guess they think it's funny, but I'm here to say it ain't. And if I catch you doing that, oh, don't lick my ice cream, no it ain't nice. I'll beat you up within an inch of your life. I'll punch you in the gut, cause you're so bad. Gonna need a clean up in the freezer aisle. Put down the blue bell in the Haagen-Dazs, or you're gonna pay some hospital costs. A roundhouse kick, cause you're sick, so mad I can scream. Yeah, don't lick my ice cream.
Oh no.
And now,
hey, there's no licking.
Random facts.
That took coordination, timing. Wow.
I know why now he didn't want us to tell us what he
said. That's also favorite hotkey of Emily.
I know.
I'm an encore.
Why?
Why?
Why? Why?
Did you know?
We're so mean.
Very mean.
The famous movie dog, Ren 10-10.
Yeah.
Carries the longest line of descendants matching his look and behavior. The current successor being Ren 10-10, the 12th. Right.
So.
You interrupted? What?
The day that ends in Y. Ren 10-10, the 12th?
The 12th.
So.
I'll never forget when Ren 10-10 was canned.
10-10. So when he was done with his acting career, he became a stud?
I suppose
like
so.
Horses do? When they're done with their career?
Huh.
I guess so.
Not a bad retirement.
I wonder why they don't say that with old morning radio guys.
Greg Budell the 12th.
Did you know a 3,618-foot mountain jumped up 14.8 inches during an earthquake in 1994 in Los Angeles?
18 inches in the Northridge quake?
14.8 inches.
14.8 inches is how it got higher. It got higher than what it was because of an earthquake that took place.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know? Richard Belzer's character, John Munch.
Oh, but I know what this is about.
What is it about?
His character being on, like, three different shows.
Four. More than that. He is the king of the crossover.
Yeah.
He is the only character played by a single actor to appear on 10 different TV shows.
There was Homicide, Life on the Streets. And then there was Law and Order Special Victims Unit.
His appearances have spanned across five different networks.
Wow.
He appeared on The X-Files.
What?
Yeah.
As Munch.
Yes. The Wire, which was on HBO, which is a fantastic show, by the way, if you've never seen The Wire. It's five seasons of the best television ever. 30 Rock.
Okay.
And Arrested Development.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
In addition to Homicide, Life on the Streets.
30 Rock, that's comedy.
All the...
What?
They found him wandering the halls of NBC or something.
Yeah, probably used him for something. Yeah. In fact, there is a, and you know, I would have to. I always bring this up every time I can, and I always forget the name. But it's there's a theory about that has to do with his character actually. But it's a theory about the TV shows from the 80s, and it starts with Saint Elsewhere. Mm. The end of Saint Elsewhere reveals that. They do this pullback from the hospital, and as they
spoiler alert,
yeah, as they come out of the pullback, it's snowing and everything. They realize that St. Elsewhere was in this snow globe that this kid had, and apparently the entire series took place in this kid's mind.
Wow.
Yeah. However, the problem with that is that there were crossovers with other shows in this series, which makes all of those shows as well made up.
I remember saying Elsewhere, but I wasn't a watcher, so that's the first I've heard about that. That's pretty clever.
As a kid, the first crossover I saw was Petticoat Junction and Green Acres.
All of those shows, yeah. Petticoat Junction, Green Acres, all those rural comedies, Andy Griffith, they all were wiped out in one day by CBS that said enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Tommy Westfall theory of a unified TV universe.
Wow. Did you know that Petticoat Junction actually is a spinoff from Beverly Hillbillies?
No. I think you mentioned it once before, but I forgot that.
And there's an episode of Petticoat Junction where Granny does come to Petticoat Junction to help, I guess, when Betty Lynn had her baby or something.
So let me ask you this, Greg.
I just watched that show for the girls in the water tower at the beginning.
Besides Belzer, before Belzer, then Drucker was... He was the biggest crossover guy, right?
Sam Drucker is in an Andy Griffith episode playing a drunk.
Yeah.
And Fred Ziffel is an Andy Griffith episode playing a hobo.
But Drucker playing himself was in at least three.
Yes.
Yeah.
Least three, maybe four.
Yeah, the Tommy Westfall theory. Donald Westfall, who was Tommy's father in the show, appeared in Cheers, went to the bar on Cheers, was there. Cheers, of course, introduced Frasier.
Frasier!
Yeah. A character by the name of John Hemingway called into Frasier's show, which was a link to the John Larroquette show.
Wow! Hello, John Larroquette! I love him so much.
Is he dead or alive?
He's alive.
Yeah. No, there is a huge, huge... The strings go on across multiple decades of television, with I Love Lucy being the earliest example. They cross over into Law and Order, Murder, She Wrote, The Cosby Show. It just goes on and on and on.
Wow.
All from this one little thing. It's fascinating to me. It's a little convoluted, but it's still fascinating. Did you know? The location of the very first airport is unclear, but we do know that the word airport was not used until the year 1919.
Really? What did they call it before then?
Landing field.
Oh.
Possibly, yeah.
Learned that from aerial airports.
Well, most
aerial airports.
most flying and takeoff and landings were done in open fields. I mean, that's how they didn't have areas specifically constructed for... that's an interesting fact, though.
It is. And the first comment says, wrong, they had airports in 1775. That was from President Trump's speech that he gave on the 4th of July, saying they defended the airports back in the colonial times.
Oh, jeez.
It was a prompter thing. But yeah. Did you know, and I imagine Rich Thomas does, it's a Beatles thing.
Okay.
Her Majesty.
Is the shortest song?
That 23-second snippet that ends Abbey Road. Yeah. It was originally part of the Side 2 medley. It was going to be a part of that. But McCartney decided that it should be tossed. The sound engineer, who had been previously told not to delete anything, just put it at the end of the album.
Just, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Majesty's pretty nice girl. Someday I'm going to make her mine. Oh, yeah. Someday I'm going to make her mine.
Woo. Song over. Should do that for your song of the day. We could actually play the whole thing.
It's like a, what is it, 1 second note at the beginning?
Yeah, right. Bloop. Did you know in Australia, What was that?
Where John Larroquette used to live.
John Larroquette!
I love John Larroquette. Whenever you bring up Australia in random facts, it almost always has to do with some frightening creature. Insect or creature.
Well, the crocodile.
Okay.
There are crocodile jumping tours in Australia. Guides will dangle steak on the end of a stick, which will entice crocodiles to jump several feet in the air just to get the food. Sometimes they don't even need steak on the end of a stick. They will snatch seagulls right out of the air.
Steak!
It happens. Crocodiles can jump when they need to. Did you know the concept of a rocket launch having a countdown came from Fritz Lang's 1932 film Woman in the Moon? He was using it as a means of increasing tension.
Huh.
And it sort of stuck. Did you know the first artificial kidney was created by Willem Kolff in 1943? He didn't have a lot of money, so his prototype was made from sausage skins, orange juice cans, and other common items.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. This, can I make that bigger? I can make that bigger.
You can't make it bigger for the people at home.
I know, but I can for you. This is what an artificial kidney looked like.
Yikes!
Whoa.
That was the prototype for an artificial kidney.
Jeez. How did they fit that in?
Just so you guys know, at home, it looks like a massive bingo tumbler.
That's what I thought, too. Yes. The thing they would do on the...
massive.
Yeah, on the drawings? Yeah.
Like 4 feet?
It's huge, yeah.
Yeah, 3 or 4 feet. It's big.
Roll it around. I gotta pee. No. That was a...
You have to wait until...
That's not the bingo joke. The bingo joke is...
Random facts is over to do that, Jay.
I hosted bingo for 4 years.
Did you?
Yes!
I didn't know this.
You know how you borrow events in radio when you go to different markets? When I grew up in Birmingham, they had beer bands and bingo. And so when I was in Mobile, we started beer bands and bingo down there. And we started off with a big old gold tumbler.
The kidney?
Yeah, but then it was so popular, we were able to afford the legitimate bingo machine where the balls are flying around in the air in a contained space and it goes... And
yeah,
pulls one up.
That's really cool for the lottery too.
Yeah,
that's the most amazing one.
It was so fun. The one that we got was amazing. They still do that in Mobile. Yeah. But yeah, 4 years of hosting bingo. I know what the fun ones to call, and it's not IP or whatever you said because that's not a bingo number. Roll Tide.
Did you know the first known case of dying from laughing?
Which one of our listeners passed away?
involved a Greek man. His name was Chrysippus. Chrysippus.
No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Chrysippus. Yeah. Chrysippus, right there. Anyway. He gave figs to his donkey, cried out, "Now give the donkey a drink of pure wine to wash down the figs." Apparently that was just hilarious for him. He died from a fit of laughter.
Jeez.
What
a way to go, though, huh?
Humor wasn't refined yet at that point.
What a way to go.
Did you know that Steve Jobs, we talked about the iPhone this morning on the timeline. Mm-hmm. Steve Jobs was such a perfectionist, he often had trouble making simple decisions. This was me if you put me in either a bookstore or a Blockbuster back in the day.
You?
I'd never walk out of the place because I'm like, I don't know what I want. I don't know what I want to get. For instance, it took him 8 years to choose a sofa for his living room.
Jeez.
And he apparently spent 2 weeks discussing which washer and dryer to buy.
Calculated decisions, man.
I tell you, I've seen a couple of movies and a couple of documentaries on him. He was not necessarily a great human being to hang out with. He could be really, really, really difficult.
And finally, did you know, it's another Bond fact for you. We talked about James Bond earlier.
Shaken, not stirred.
Which, by the way, in the film, this is an extra random fact for you. In the film Casino Royale, which was with Daniel Craig, that one is supposed to take place, that was supposed to be like his first mission, his first thing.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So the bartender says, he asks for a martini, and the bartender says, "Would you like a shaken or stirred?" He said, "Do I look like I give a whatever?" Yeah. So he gave it to him, and it had poison in it. And that was the stirred version. So after that, he ordered shaken every time instead of stirred.
How about that?
But what if the poison's in it, what difference does it make if it's shaken or stirred? I don't get that.
I can't remember. I'd have to go back and look at the movie. It was just a, it's a random fact that stuck in my head for some reason. But
now, is there another Bond movie coming out this year?
Not this year. But
well,
there is
taking a long time to make, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, he hurt himself. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember how they did the vodka? How the vodka martini came about in the Bond movie?
No.
It was always, you know, gin, of course, a traditional a traditional martini, but Smirnoff underwrote the movie. So guess what? Guess what?
Of course.
That's how it became a vodka martini.
No, more random alcohol news coming up later today.
In the first 22 Bond films, James Bond killed 354 people. There have been 1,299 deaths overall. The deadliest Bond, who do you think that was? Which James Bond has been the deadliest Bond?
I'll go with Emily on that.
No, well, Timothy only had two films.
George Lazenby!
So he can't, I mean, he had to do a massive killing
George
for two
Lazenby.
Films. It was Pierce Brosnan.
Dadgummit!
He killed 135 people in his four films as at an average of 33.8 people per movie.
Yeah, but they all had it coming.
Of course they did.
It's just so fun to say George Lazenby.
Yeah.
It's a fun name.
Those are all of your random facts.
Good job, Jay.
All right, now in a moment we'll do a $10 food outlet pop quiz question. And with 10 bucks this week at Food Outlet, you can go in and get yourself a little more than a pound of USDA New York strip steak and a 5-pound, no, make that an 8-pound bag of russet potatoes for $1.64 and still have enough left to buy yourself some bananas, Dole bananas. 45 cents a pound.
Long yellow things? What were they called?
Yeah, I put that in. That wasn't from Food Outlet, by the way. That
no.
was somewhere else. That was supposed to indicate illiteracy in certain segments of the working sector. But at Food Outlet, they are labeled bananas because I see that's the first sign I see every Sunday morning when I stop by to do my big weekly grocery shop. And this is where we're saving. And by the way, it's a great place to partner up with if you're doing like we are, keto and doing a lot of meat and sausage. That's tomorrow, by the way. Kaneka Day here in the morning
every
show.
Every day is another great day.
Yes, it'll be freshly grilled tomorrow morning on the balcony. And by the way, Kaneka Sausage, $3.61 for the big package. It generally, all the Kaneka brands, no matter what size package or what type sausage, are about $1 a pound less at Food Outlet on average. Oscar Mayer Wieners, 98 cents for the bun-length pack. Come on, you're not going to find a better deal on those anywhere. That's a pound of America's favorite wiener. Three locations. Start saving real money. We're talking about dollars that add up quickly at Food Outlet in Millbrook on Highway 14. And, you know, the meat department there sells a lot of protein-enriched. You also have Food Outlet on Main Street in the preferred community. West of Highway 31 and on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. And I'll see you there Sunday morning in the meat department. Getting chicken tenders for a certain beloved dog. All right, now it's time for that Food Outlet pop quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
All right, it's a real quick question, easy question. Who is the king of crossovers? I'll take the actor's name or the character name.
Can we make it any easier for you? 272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228.
Sam Drucker.
We can eliminate Sam. But he was a crossover guy. Well, that sounds like he used to wear women's clothes. Which is not what I meant to say. 272-9228. Sam Drucker in a dress. That is disturbing.
We're rolling through the middle of the 7 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region. And if you are headed out of Prattville on I-65, get ready to slow down in the downtown area of Montgomery. We also see a lot of traffic on I-85, but it's moving along at a speed limit ride. If you're on the boulevard, it's stop and go at the traffic lights. The 31s are starting to get busy. We see a lot of traffic coming out of the Wetumpka area, so be careful if you are headed towards the boulevard. At Reinhardt Toyota, you can shop online and avoid the heat. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and get immediate
savings on the Toyota of your choice. Shop in the cool of your home. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, Steve wants to take on our pop quiz question. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning.
Who is the king of crossovers?
It would be Richard Belzer as Munch.
That is correct.
How many shows did that character cross over to?
Was it 376 and a half?
I think, no, I mean, the number of actual series shows is 12.
10.
12.
8. Yeah, I didn't remember that.
It was
number.
10. Well, it was 10. 10 shows.
It was
10
shows.
Oh, 10 shows.
He has crossed over.
Yeah.
Oh, 10.
Excuse me. He has crossed over in 10 different TV shows.
My notes are wrong.
And that goes across 5 different networks.
Ah. By the way, he's also one of the leading JFK conspiracy theorists in America.
I didn't know that.
Yes, and he's done some excellent research.
How old is he now?
I got
to
guess.
And he's a pretty funny comedian as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot that. That's how his career started, right?
Yeah.
He was a comedian first before he took on that role.
Right.
You know, the thing that made Special Victims Unit succeed from the get-go was the way they cast that show with... It wasn't about how good-looking you are, et cetera. So you had, you know, Mariska Hargitay and Christopher Maloney, but the Munch, Ice-T, them, they were the, you know, there was some character there, not just glamour. Richard Belzer, horrible complexion, odd hairstyle, yeah. Kind of homely, nice guy.
Yeah, he's 74 years old.
74, wow. All right, you hang on there, Steve. You're on your way to Food Out with $10 of free shopping.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Still not a closed circulation on that system that we've been calling Barry. It really doesn't have a name until it becomes a tropical storm, and we think that'll happen later today. Otherwise, it looks like it'll become a hurricane and move towards the coast of Louisiana and probably reach there on Saturday. So why do we care about this storm if it's going to pass south of Alabama? Because it's going to enhance our rain chances over the next few days. Hot day today with a high around 94, triple-digit heat indices, scattered to numerous showers and storms. Some of those tropical rain bands by this afternoon and this evening and into tonight. Low tonight, 75. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, scattered to numerous showers and storms, most prominent in the afternoon and evening hours. Again, generally associated with this system, but also enhanced by a front on the way. Local tropical downpours, highs in the low 90s, and not quite as many storms around Monday, but the remnants of Barry will still be affecting the region even on Monday. Right now this morning, we have very humid conditions with 89% humidity. Temperature is 79 already at 744.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
It is 744 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We have Fox Business, your local news. And then we're back with today's conundrum. And again, there's agreement in the House. We have achieved
unity
from the Fox Business Network. Delta Airlines is reporting a better-than-expected spring quarter. It's also raising expectations for this year, saying it's seeing strong demand for travel. Delta does not fly Boeing 737 MAX planes, which are grounded. Boeing could be facing more delays before the MAX plane is flying again. Reports this morning say the European Union Safety Agency has a list of 5 major requirements it wants to addressed. The list was sent to the FAA and Boeing. Among the issues, the jet's autopilot function, which was not previously discussed. Amazon says it will retrain 100,000 employees, a third of its workforce. The Wall Street Journal says it will spend $700 million to help employees to move into more advanced jobs inside the company or find new careers. Amazon's been struggling to find technical employees. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Police are investigating a shooting near a Montgomery Taco Bell. This happened in the 900 block of West South Boulevard yesterday afternoon. Officers say they found a man shot with non-life-threatening injuries. Right now, no arrests have been made. An Alabama corrections officer has been arrested on charges of accepting money to help smuggle items into a state prison. Corrections officials say that Willie Jean McLemore Jr. is charged with using his official position for financial gain. And the Southern Poverty Law Center is threatening to sue over a panhandling ordinance passed last week by the Montgomery City Council. Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange says he will delay implementation for at least 60 days to address concerns about the legality of this ordinance. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James. The best things in
life are free. Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University and the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Get your birthday month rent waived your first year. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/work. That's ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your Steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
launching a line of makeup. It will make you beautiful. Put my foundation on your ugly mug. You're gonna love how you look. If you're unattractive, I'll help you out. I've got stuff to cover up your face. Spread my lipstick on your nasty mouth. Buy my cosmetics today. If you've got energy taste like you're from outer space, I've got your middle of the story. You were born that way. If you look so hideous or you are covered in sin, I've got your middle of the story. You were born that way. Born that way. Make up to cover your face. Buy my cosmetics today.
Apparently Lady Gaga, who is on that list of people that made over $100 million last year, is announcing, and I'm sure women all over the world will be excited to know, she's introducing her own cosmetics line.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll right up there with Gwyneth Paltrow and Goop. We have Unity on today's...
Unity!
That's good. Are we going to use it? Because we had Unity yesterday. And then we had Unity the day before, because I'm holding on to two different...
Unities?
Unities!
That's not how you say it.
Unity!
If you're going to say it the right way,
say
Jay.
Say it the Emily way?
No, you say it like Charlie Murphy and Rick James.
That would be the right way.
Unity!
This is an interesting conundrum today, because... it's based on a study that found that ordering this food on your first date doubles the odds
that's a good one.
Of getting a second date.
That's worked with me and husband.
Did
I
it.
Thought it was interesting.
So what is this?
Milky Way.
This magical item. We can eliminate Milky Way and Whopper Jr. and things like that.
That's funny. Go to a restaurant. I'll have the Milky Way, sir. Bring it out on a plate.
And you want the lunch version or the dinner side? The dinner entree
the
size?
Snack size or...
with like a right. piece of celery for garnish?
Snack
or
size, the dinner the entree, fun size. Or do you want to supersize that and get the king size?
Did we ever determine, is the fun size and the snack size, which one's bigger?
Let's see.
I think snack size is bigger than fun size.
Fun okay. size is the little like bite.
I got you.
Snack size are the chibi people at Halloween.
Yeah, you know, the some comedian once said, what's this whole thing with fun size? To me, a fun size Snicker bar is about 3 feet long. That's a fun size Snicker bar. So what do you think this food is? 272-9228. Ordering it on the first date doubles the odds of getting it on a second date.
The doubles the odds of getting a second date.
Getting a second date, not getting the
not
same
ordering
food
the same thing.
No, no. So what is this food that has this magical power? Our number's 272-9228. 272-9228. We're waiting in. Please
call us, Alabama.
Call me, Alabama. Don't make me pull out the torture music.
Oh, no!
You know, we really haven't heard that Kenny G, Michael Bolton jam in a hot minute.
Presenting two contemporary artists. One, the best saxophone player in the world, Kenny G.
Undisputed.
You turn that up a little bit in my headphones.
White soul, Michael Bolton.
I could hardly believe it when I heard the news today. I had to come and get it straight from you. I said you were leaving. Someone swept your heart away.
That's 272-9228.
Look upon your face, I see it's true.
If the phone lights up, I might have a seizure.
So tell me all about it. All about the plans you make.
It's 272-9228.
Bailey, bark. Bark, Bailey, bark.
There you go. Good girl.
It's the longest we've gotten through this song. Straight.
Yeah, there's only 94 seconds of this song left. Should we give a hint?
No, I mean, that's...
No, we're mentioning a really food.
It's a, yeah.
We ruled out Milky Way. What's left?
Hey, Carl!
Yes! That got intense there.
Mark it. 53 oh. seconds left in the torture music before the phone rang one time.
Yikes!
You know, I honestly think our listeners like to play games with us. I think they wait. I think they do this to us because they know we get a little bit bent out of shape. So again, the conundrum, a study found that ordering this food on your first date doubles the odds of you getting a second date. It doesn't say whether it's with the same person or not. Here is Lindsay.
Hi.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
I had to do something to get that music to stop playing.
See?
Okay, my guess is a salad.
Ordering a salad on the first date. I like the guess. It's not the right answer, but it got us started.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Thanks.
Who's this?
Let's visit with Randall, the star of the show last night at Bomb Hours.
No. That's you, brother. All day, every day. I'm promising you. You the star of Montgomery, Central Alabama, at the very least. I mean... And what was up with Andrew this morning? He can't even go and buy a can of Copenhagen without getting ID'd. He's trying to joke on you. Oh,
can of Copenhagen.
I'm gonna guess oysters, and I hope it's wrong because I don't know if I've had enough time. I think I have, but I just want.
Let's see if oysters is the answer. It's not, but it's really, really close.
That's a good guess.
That's an excellent guess.
All right, brother. We'll see ya.
You're on to something.
Alrighty, let's go to Jody.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm going to guess cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger, that works well with me.
Paradise.
Not it, but a fine guess. So far, Randall has the best one with oysters.
Oysters, yeah.
And Jenny.
How about dessert?
Ordering dessert on the first date doubles your chance of getting a second date, and that is not it. But that, you know what? I didn't like women who pretended to eat like canaries. I liked a woman who ordered an entree and ate and enjoyed it.
Did you ever restrict yourself because you didn't want to be a glutton? Feel like, you know, yeah?
Yeah, you kind of have to keep an eye on the other plate. Because, you know,